looks like the party isn't going to murder anyone at the moment, as Talus the White seems to not really care that we're there. So, enjoy some light chit-chat while Altamont tries to get us to kill everyone. Let's roll.
Alright, so she's, while you guys are acting like idiots, she's just standing there.
A 40-minute conversation.
I like your wands.
He's our special needs friend over here.
What? Why do you assume she has a wand?
You said she has wands with gems in them.
She wears women's robes over white scale mail. She holds a wand set with blue gems on it. Yeah,
there you go. Oh, look at that. He paid attention.
I did pay attention. Wow.
Well, she says, the last time.
She says, what I get.
The first and last. Yeah,
she says, thank you. They're custom made.
They look it.
Yeah, they're what can I do for you guys? We don't get many drow around here, or duogar.
All right, relax.
It's not a racist thing.
We know that she set us up in the beginning, right?
Yeah, she knows Zod, and she knows that she set him up. She doesn't recognize anyone else.
Okay.
Because you... she would have recognized Weeblo.
But I'm a Durger.
Audemon would... She kind of would recognize you, because she said...
But the racism is like, they all look the same.
It's just super racist.
Could be any drow.
Yeah, the president.
She does actually know that. She did set up Glenn, and she's like, I didn't. How you, the cleric? I'm sorry, I don't remember your name.
Jesus,
it's been a long. It's been a while. It's been like a year.
That's true.
But I do, Zod. You know, you and I. I don't know. You seem to have a lot of demons on your armor there. It's pretty nice.
Don't be alarmed.
I feel safe now.
Is that a special metal or is it just painted red?
It's just the way it came when I bought it.
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah.
Oh, from who?
Well, the local store.
Asmodee's.
In hell.
The local hell.
They're all painted red.
Yeah, they like that color.
I mean, it's beautiful armor, and that sword with the shatter. Oh man, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So,
we could find out if scissoring is good or not. This is it.
Is that feeling?
So, I know you guys might have some questions.
Yes.
About.
Where'd you get your wands?
Stop asking dumb questions.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're not allowed to talk no more. That is a rule of the group.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
I actually cast silence just on top of you. You see him asking with his fingers.
I think our DoorDash is here.
Ooh.
He did dash.
Wait. Your order has been picked up now since he's not here. Never mind.
Motherfucker.
There goes my lunch boner.
Please stop getting boners for random things.
You'll get
them. It's not random, it's just food.
I get one a day and now I've lost it.
Damn it. I'm gonna
now it's just drizzling out.
Oh man. I don't like that terminology at all.
Guess I'm gonna go home. Got my driving boner.
Come on, baby, we better do this before my boner drizzles out.
You wouldn't like me when I drizzle. All right.
That's my secret.
Your secret power.
Holy drizzle.
What's your secret?
I always drizzle. God damn it.
You gonna be able to do this?
I always drizzle.
All right. So she says, "Yeah, I guess I do owe you an explanation."
Yeah.
I'm gonna be completely honest.
Yeah!
You're a real mood killer, aren't you?
Good job, Glenn.
I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't think you would be a functional group. I was expecting a lot of you to die. I don't know where Weeblo is, but...
He died!
Oh, my God.
Well, we picked up a Drooger.
Well, we made it. Maybe not that dead. We'll see.
A Drooger. Drooger!
We got the Drooger!
It's a Drooger.
Whatever.
Just saying.
It matters.
We found him outside of Manzapan.
Well, we found him outside of Marzipan. Isn't that a dessert?
It's have a lot of desserts.
I'm going to cut
to the chase. What was up with that?
I'm going to cut to the chase. So, I wasn't expect... See, what we wanted was to make sure that it looked like we were trying to investigate the Dragon Army, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. To keep people's eyes away from what we were actually doing. Mm-hmm. So you guys were kind of rubes.
Mm-hmm.
We
get that a lot.
Morons, if you will.
Real salt of the earth.
Real salt of the earth. Morons.
Is that what that means?
But, I mean, you have actually become quite formidable, obviously. I know that there was... You've actually pissed my boss off quite a bit. Mm. Remember that guy that was with you that he flayed? He was trying to send a message to tell you guys stop. He didn't stop. You're still going.
Oh, is that what that message was?
I thought it was because he stormed off.
No. That was the only part of it. That was just a convenient.
I thought it was because the player left.
That was just a convenient plot point for the DM. So what would since you're obviously capable, maybe you can help me out.
No, I feel like we're going to kill you.
Oh, my God.
What?
You don't talk.
We're going to murder her, right?
No.
We're not going to murder her?
No, we're here to as reinforcements, remember?
Yeah, So what could we help you
with? Oh, so you're in the Dragon Army now?
Yeah, I was about to say. She doesn't think that we're on her side.
Well, she doesn't know what we are.
That's fair.
Wait, why? when did that... Okay, first off, I saw Resmir go through the portal and then... Just hop on a couple wyverns, him and Abaro.
He's so
off.
Fat he had two wyverns to take his ass somewhere. It
drives me around, Abaro. Two.
I know, but it was a joke the way you said it initially.
Okay, it's very funny. So he goes. She says, "I they didn't even stop into the, but they left. They went to the. I'm assuming they went to the Flying Castle.
I'm sorry.
The White Castle, where the.
Are you still working? Are you still working for them?
You know, I don't want to be working for them. I actually want to gain rank in the Dragon Army, and to do that, I kind of have to be, be a little duplicitous. I don't really care for being duplicitous, which is why I haven't risen to the rank that I feel I deserve, but...
I lived in a duplex once.
I am...
We push Autumn onto it.
But I'm ready to, I'm ready to start doing what needs to be done to get what I deserve.
Wow.
What would you need us for?
I would like you to kill Resmir.
I would like to kill her.
Why don't we kill Resmir?
Yeah, because we want to kill him anyway.
Why don't we kill them all?
Start because with she her. Can tell us where he is and help us. And
so let's find out where he is.
Oh my God!
Kill him.
We shouldn't be conspiring in right in front of her.
Guys, can you give us a moment, please?
So
the little side conversations don't look good.
You get to stop.
So you were obviously for the whole this whole adventure for a long time, not this whole adventure, but for a while, following the treasure that was getting transported from
that was pretty much the whole adventure.
And we were on that goddamn
caravan. Oh my God,
that
the mystery caravan. It was like,
shut up! I like that caravan. I thought it was good.
Did we ever find out what that little Heidi thing was? Remember the imp or something? There's an invisible imp or something that we can only see.
Yeah, Quasit. You found that out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you killed it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Usually, if you have a question about something, we probably killed it.
Yeah. You killed it.
So what I can do is I can help you reach Skyreach Castle. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen is if you take care of Resmir? Ramirez. If you take care of Resmir and she
and Abaro,
Abaro too. I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah. Two for one.
If you take care of those two guys, and also there's someone here that I'd really like you to take care of.
I'm sorry. So this bitch set us up to fail, and now we're gonna be her errand boys.
Let's see what she's gonna offer us.
And lady. Yeah.
She might offer us something.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm obviously not going to do that. I didn't think you would do this out of kindness of your heart. I kind of screwed you guys.
Yeah.
You have to be careful around here, though. There is a four-armed troll named Trespin who is pretty loyal to the Dragon Army. I don't care what you do with him. He's kind of an asshole.
I think he's a troll.
There is...
online, just, like, saying shit to people.
So hiding under bridges.
There is a...
Get him under the bridge.
Dwarf in the in the basement named Cragnor. That is...
We all look at Weeblo. Do you know him?
I hate dwarves.
No, we shouldn't say that to him. Yeah,
please don't say that. He works for Varum the White. I can't stand her. She is the worst. I don't
think we've ever heard of her before.
Yeah, she is... she's pretty... She actually...
You don't like white... a lot of people.
Well, I mean, I mean,
I get it. You're just getting your station up.
Well, I'm in the dragon.
That's how you
army.
Have to get promoted. You kill your boss. I've heard this before.
That's only in D&D.
So you did. Mm-hmm.
And Klingon warships. That's
my
it.
My boss died. I moved into his spot. That's how it works.
I didn't die.
He's dead now.
You're dead to the company.
So if you, you know, would like, I think that, Varum the White is in this same castle, in Skyreach Castle. So if you you get a chance,
it's a bit convenient. Just like do it on the side.
Why is there a dwarf in the basement?
Oh, because I'm torturing him.
Oh, okay. Classic.
Yeah,
but it's her dwarf.
Yeah. They're friends. Mm-hmm.
Could we use him to get into the...
She doesn't like that.
No, I can't. I can't have sex with people.
He drops to his knees.
Well, I'm wondering if we could use him to get into the castle. Like, we rescued your friend. Raspin. Raspin. No, the Raspin's a troll. What's the fuck's dwarf name?
I knew I was right. You guys are good. Cragnor.
Cragnor. That's not a good person name.
No.
There's also a couple other people in the basement too. Just don't worry about them. I wouldn't ask any questions.
Just ignore them.
Yeah, they're there. They know why they're there, but they'll try and trick you and tell you that, like, we don't deserve to be here. We're just good people. Mm-hmm.
Are they there?
Is the troll here in the basement, you said?
No. The troll, it works in the kennel.
He works in accounting?
Yeah, he works in accounting.
Wow.
He does the books.
Okay. He's got four arms.
Because of four arms, yeah.
He does a bunch of books at once.
There's so many...
You gotta match up the assets with the liabilities and equity.
David's on the left.
He's so good.
credit's on the right. So he goes. So she says, "Yeah, he's in the kennel with the
dogs,
with the drakes.
Wyverns.
No, the wyverns are that's in the stable. There were 10. Now there's only 8. Because
what happened? The other two.
Well,
they flew away.
Mesmer flew away with him.
Oh yeah,
dumbass.
Oh my god.
He's a recovering alcoholic.
Yeah,
Resmir?
No, Zahn. He can keep track of things.
Yeah.
How do we get to the castle?
I can give you all the information that you need to get to the castle if you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So
and then we murder her.
Stop.
So
he likes to murder things.
I really want to murder her.
I can tell
she deserves that.
There's a banner that if you wave, and there's a passphrase called that is Tiamat, our mother and strength. So, if you have the banner and wave it, and you say Tiamat is our mother and strength, then you'll be able to get into Skyreach Castle.
Does it take you right into it, or like outside?
Well, it's a flying castle, so there's like portals to get in. But that will help you get to the castle unharmed.
Mm.
There's a town that you need to go through. That will basically, the Dragon Army controls it, so you don't have to worry about people there since you're in the Dragon Army.
Yep, we are.
It's very believable.
Wait, what's this castle called?
Five Finger Salute.
Skyreach Castle.
And does the banner take us to this town?
No. You just need the banner. You need to wave the banner. It's not a magical banner. It just, you wave the banner and, yeah.
Oh, you'd like literally wave it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're like, oh, passphrase, and then eventually the fucking castle comes, like, 14 days later.
No, the castle's there now. Like, the castle is right near that town.
Oh, so you go to the town.
Go to the town. Wave the banner. And then someone will pick you up with, like, a wyvern or... Yeah.
Okay.
Ladder. It would be a tough ladder.
What's the town called?
It's like a mile of ladder.
Oh, Jesus, fuck!
It's really waving in the wind there. I don't know how else to do
it. Have to get diarrhea.
The village is called Parnast.
What's it called?
Parnast.
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 Parnast. Parnast.
It's that diarrhea rain.
But
not again.
Is it spring already?
Hopes the flowers grow. It does not.
So she says,
get one of those banners. Where we get the one of those guys?
Well, hold on.
She's still talking.
No.
What I want
shut
you to
shut the fuck
do,
up.
If you kill Varum, the white.
Yeah.
Then get her mask. It's very important.
Okay.
And bring it back to me when you can.
I'm not listening to this bitch. We're gonna kill her.
Well, Varon is in the castle, right?
Yeah.
Where is it? So there's dwarf, Varon the white, in castle. Get mask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm assuming we have an accord.
Yeah, that sounds great. That all sounds good. Where do we get this banner from? Do we get one at the town?
Actually, we have one. It is... where the hell is it? The banner is in with the linen cloths.
It's
the other banner. You know where you keep
washed.
Your banners.
It's just been washed.
It literally is where it is.
I mean, it makes sense.
The kids use it when they go swimming.
It's a big, you know, big comfy towel.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's. I mean, it's right around.
Can we just go grab it then?
Yeah, sure. Well, before you go, like, why don't we have a drink? Why don't we sit down and relax?
You throwing penises over there?
Well, do you want to take care of this troll? Do you care about that guy?
Trespin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care if you kill him or not.
Yeah, I'm up for killing
him. Yeah, let's kill him.
We haven't killed something in a while.
We can kill her.
Stop talking. We will talk about this later.
We'll talk about her murder on the road.
I don't really care if you kill him. He's in good with the dragon army, but he doesn't even worship Tiamat. He worships a demon.
Fucking faker. Yeah, fucking faker.
He's always showing up with like these
bodies,
nasty animals that he's butchered or
gross.
He feeds them to his drakes. He even feeds people to his drakes sometimes. It's pretty gross.
Are those drakes tied up? Do we have to worry about them if we go after him?
Maybe. I don't know.
How do we get to this town?
Parnast? Yeah. It's not that far.
Oh, no?
No, it's about 5 miles.
Oh, so we could see the castle from here.
Yeah.
Hey, look, there's a floating
there.
Castle.
Yeah,
you actually
that's
can't.
The first thing you should have done!
You actually can't. You actually can't because you're on a mountain and it's very wood.
Okay.
It's heavily forested.
Mm. Usually the forest will go up the mountain.
I hate heavy forests.
It's not up. It's not a huge mountain. It's just a like the Appalachians. As opposed to the Rockies. Mm.
Full of uneducated people.
Yes.
Yeah. Taking lots of painkillers.
People with incest.
Supposed.
Oh, wait, I got a
message. Alleged.
Alleged.
Fook's here.
Stop the fucking audio.
Oh, my God.
Warm donuts.
That's where we're going to start.
There we go.
Warm donuts.
This episode is called Warm Donuts.
They're still warm because they're on my penis.
Oh, my God. Nobody gets that reference. That was an off-camera conversation. 98.6 degrees,
to be exact. Oh, man. This one has nuts. Anyway, where were we?
On the topic.
We're in your basement. We were talking about. She told us where to go to the town.
Yes.
She told us floating castle. We can kill the troll. Can we go? Well,
there's a.
What time is it over here?
What?
What time is it?
It's afternoon. It's like afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless.
God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. So she told us what she knows.
Well, are we out of the room now?
Or are we out? That's up to you. I mean, you're still. standing in front of her. So
why don't we go get something to
wait,
eat?
Wait, we don't know what we're getting in return.
Oh yeah, yeah. What are we getting? What are you doing for us? That's right. She never told that part of the deal.
Yeah, she's like, kill these 19 people for me. Like,
she said, oh,
what
she was gonna
what am I doing for you? I mean, I can really help you out in the Dragon Army.
Mm-hmm.
Like once I get
more like immediate rewards.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, there.
You know, just you know,
something I can hold.
We like to progress in the Dragon Army.
We like tangible things,
but
I mean that's pretty tangible. You get more money, and so. Hmm. But you want money.
Better 401k.
There's like total compensation, right? Like the bonuses are included.
In the total compensation. I'll tell you what. I have
your health benefits. You don't have to pay for it. I mean, that's a given,
though.
I told you that story when I was at the small web development company.
Yeah.
And I was like, every Christmas he would give a quote a bonus, right? It was like $100 gift card or something, which was like fine, nice, mm-hmm. whatever thing.
Yeah.
And then the 1 year, because I was there, like that was just like a third year I was there, and I was going to become I was working part time, and I was going to become an employee mm-hmm. after I graduated. And he comes in and he gives the one guy a gift card, and then he goes, "I don't have a gift card for you, but you are part of our retirement plan now."
What?
So that's like, you know. Pretty big deal.
We're giving you a 401k.
He was required to make me part of the retirement plan.
Yeah.
But that was your bonus.
That was the thing.
That
yeah.
was the bonus. Yeah.
For wow. for $100, and I was like, I didn't care about the $100 gift card. It was the
audacity.
Yeah, like don't give it. Just don't have me
don't
in the room.
Anything. Yeah. Is this Pliner?
Yeah.
What up? I gotta go before you. My old job. Did like one step even worse than that is the entire.
They took $100.
Yeah, well, no, the entire company would get this like email around Christmas time, and it's just like, for your bonuses this year, we're donating money in your name, but they didn't tell us where. We didn't get to choose anything.
Was it the human fund?
They just donated money to somewhere. They said, like, why even send the email? Just tell us we're not getting anything.
In
like,
the
it's like,
that's what we're getting a tax break.
That's what it is. It was just like, everybody was like, this is such bullshit. Like,
my company this year gave out zero merit increases and laid off a bunch of people.
Oh, nice.
So that's what we got.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
No wonder you're staying.
But you got to give them a 2-3 week notice. So.
No, I did.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They earned it.
You guys deserve this.
I thought you were done. Like when you told me what was going on that one day, I thought that was it. You were getting laid off.
Oh, I thought I did too.
Yeah, but
late Friday meeting with just a couple of people
for like 15 minutes.
Never a good sign.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. What was it?
Our boss got laid off. Oh. It was basically like you're now reporting to me.
Oh, okay. It was still a layoff story, but just not yours.
Yeah.
You do that quicker though.
Yeah.
If I'm the boss and someone's re-reporting to me, because the guy gets laid off the next meeting, right? 12 to 12:30, you schedule the firing. 12:30, you schedule the underling call mm-hmm, mm-hmm. to let them know.
Yeah.
You don't let them sit for like a day.
Well,
yeah.
Or even half a day, because it's going to get back. Like, yeah. It could get back to them, sure. And they don't know. And
yeah, usually
shit,
usually
like,
firings happen first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Usually.
Yeah, but definitely on a Friday.
Let somebody work half a day. You're out of here now, you motherfucker.
No, they didn't do that well. They let them go on like a Thursday. And then we found out Friday who our new manager
That's
was.
That's terrible.
Nice.
It's awful. That's the company's terrible. So poorly run.
What's your name?
The Planet Group. Also known as a solar system, but that's fine. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Is that really what the name is?
Yeah, The Planet Group.
Because yeah. Well, it's all recording.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. He does.
It's a horrible company.
You're
I mean, we're a subsidiary, but that's our parent.
You're getting a lot of information about yourself out. Just letting you know.
What was your position?
Who did you report to?
And your name is?
Social Security number.
What's your unique ID on LinkedIn?
I can give you that. Yeah, so she's like, you might be able to get some more information out of Cragnor downstairs. He's been a little tight-lipped, but I think...
We blow goes.
Oh, money. Yeah, you guys want money. I'll tell you what, I have...
I want those wands.
She's probably not going to give you your gold wands.
I can give you 1,000
Plus, you're not a fucking magic user.
So?
They're pretty.
They're pretty.
I can give you 1,000 gold.
Ooh. It's not just like random wands. It's a wand set. So they all go together.
That'll be your compensation for now.
Okay.
And so 1,000 gold. So we'll team the five of you.
Is she handing us 1,000 gold?
She doesn't have 1,000 gold on her. She can go get it.
Okay. Can I add 200 gold or what?
She tells one. What?
Can I add 200 gold to my character sheet?
In a minute.
Relax.
I just don't want to forget.
Okay. So she tells her bodyguard to go get, just go, you know, bring out some 1,000 gold. He brings it out, a big fucking bag.
Ooh, made a weird noise.
That's not a normal gold
noise. It's the Donald Duck bag.
That doesn't seem like normal gold.
They all put it into their pack that already has thousands
lots
of gold.
Lots and lots, yeah.
Okay, I mean, you guys have so much money.
You can never have enough money.
Autumn,
you probably also stink because you got that Dracum Fernandes or for fucking what's dragon.
We got cleaned up.
Draconis. No, but it's still a fucking organ. It's a,
oh, yeah, we are carrying a bunch of drag. Do you know where we could sell this?
We don't pull it out of the
bag. Hey, I know you're in the dragon army. We killed a dragon.
Two of them.
So,
I can't sell it in this new town either, can we?
No, probably not. Where'd you get all these dragon parts from?
We'll have to see the town. Maybe we can portal somewhere.
Because you have a bag of holding now, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
where it's all a lot of that shit's in. Okay.
Get these dragon heads.
Would you still smell it if it's in a bag of holding?
No, probably not. It's a different dimension.
Can we smell nice?
Your mom was in a bag of holding. We could still smell her.
Just
your mom is so stinky.
you can smell her. She is in a bag of holding. That's fucking nerdy.
That's another dimension. Do you understand?
Let me explain it to you.
It's not even like the ethereal realm where it's kind of alongside.
It's completely separate. Yeah. The smell shouldn't permeate. Do you understand?
I mean, might catch whiffs of.
Because it's magic. Her smell transcends magic.
Smell so powerful.
Shut up, Glenn.
Anyway, so she gives you 1,000 gold, and she's like, you know.
Thanks!
You're welcome. Just remember, white mask. Bring it back, mm-hmm. And we're good to go.
It's not like cursed or anything, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
In another campaign, we had a problem with stuff.
Were you in that one?
Help is everywhere.
That's fair. Yeah, I heard there was a wizard that went crazy.
Yeah, you have bad luck with gnome wizards.
Yeah, I
guess you should not. Them. You should not use gnome wizards anymore.
So, who's wants to be a gnome anyway? It's the worst fucking race.
I like my gnome artificer.
Worst race.
You can't say that.
Not as bad as Dragonborn. They're the worst.
I don't know why everyone has such hatred against Dragonborn. I played Dragonborn on a BG3.
Their breath weapon.
Yeah, the breath weapon does not scale. That's true.
No, is it bad?
It's just like it's like 5 damage.
I think they're fixing that though in the next edition. Like, cause
it should at like level 5 do something more.
Yeah, because 10. Dragons, yeah, their wet breath weapon goes up. Right?
Yep.
That's a nerdy comment. I mean, we're playing D&D, so
what?
Bound to have one. So what are you going to do? I mean, there's still a bunch of places in here.
Yeah, I guess we'll let's go. Let's go to the kitchens, check things out. Get some food.
So you're still upstairs. If you want to explore more upstairs, you wanted 2 rooms. You're just gonna look.
Do we need like a badge or something?
Is there any locked doors?
Let people know we're here.
I mean, I mean, yeah, no. I mean, you don't need a badge, really. I mean,
you don't need to swipe in.
You could wear one of these masks. So there's this mask that has like it's metal and it's got horns all over it. So that shows that you're a dragon claw, which is basically a higher rank official in the dragon army.
Ooh, I'll take one. Okay, thanks.
I mean, there's a bunch over there.
Yeah, we all grab one. Okay.
You, honestly, you don't even need to wear it. Just have it on your person.
Yeah.
I'm wearing it.
I'm not.
It's the coolest shit.
Okay. Makes me feel like Darth Vader.
It looks like this. Just so you know.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's super cool.
That's what's up.
Weeblow and Glenn are not wearing theirs. They'll just put them on their belts.
But yeah, if you have this, no one's gonna question you.
Cool.
Yeah,
let's go check out. We'll get some food. We'll be back. We'll let you know when we're leaving.
Cool.
How far is the town from here?
5 miles.
5 miles? Oh, so that's not far.
As a crow flies.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. That's how you measure distance.
You don't have to be a dick about it. I'm just telling you. If you take the road, it's going to be a little longer.
I prefer road estimates. Because I don't fly like a crow.
Yeah, that's how they measure distance. All right.
Okay. You're an asshole, just like a dwarf.
You must have some regular dwarf in you.
Okay, thanks, Sally.
What's my name?
Her name's Taris.
Talis?
Talis.
The White.
The White.
I'm going to murder you.
What?
My name's Bruce the White.
I hate Brian Stein. I know we do this every fucking... But look at that picture. It's so fucking bad.
It is. It's not good.
Look how bad that is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little prepubescent.
It's just like who hired this guy?
He looks young.
And look, he's like someone that, like, his friends think he's a good artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, people told him, like, oh, you're great. And yeah. Like, yeah.
Then they get him a job with him. And he's fine.
You mean, like, all the artists who are on the Aquaman and Aquaman 2 movies? And they're like, look at how good it looks under the water. And you're like, it doesn't look good. The hair looks awful.
That's a losing battle, though. I feel like you can't really make a movie that's a tough 100% one. Underwater yeah. and coherent.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Look good. Like, it's gonna look cheesy.
Shouldn't they all be like... Brruh, brruh,
brruh. Yeah. Well, originally, if you remember in, was it the Justice League movie or one of them, where, like, they actually had to make, like, big, giant bubbles to
yeah,
talk.
The air bubbles.
Yeah. And they're like, that's not sustainable. We'll just have them talk underwater.
Yeah, pretty much. They're like, and we're gonna take their hair and we're gonna make it go like this. So it looks like it's floating. It's like, this is dumb.
It's a tough one.
I mean, Aquaman
hair should be going everywhere.
No, I didn't see the second one. The first one's fine. It, like, it's
yeah, first one.
It's enjoyable.
Second one's like the first one. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It was
nope, all garbage.
I mean, the second one I thought it was kind of garbage.
I think the general malaise over the superhero movies colors the view of it.
100%.
Like, if it came out like right after Aquaman,
yeah,
it would be like people story. Were like, that's fine.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, but because that's it's like, true. First DC's collapsed.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, you're like, why am I watching this will, movie
anyway? A lot
anyway?
Of bad will, yeah.
And Amber Heard, they like, it was obvious they were
they're waiting for her to poop on a bed somewhere.
She pooped on the set again.
Damn it. We keep hitting her with the newspaper, but...
I told you, only the spray bottle. It's the only thing she responds to.
It's hard to find newspapers.
You gotta go and you gotta clean it with bleach, yeah. Otherwise she can smell it and she goes back to the same spot.
Goes under the carpet and it like ruins the floorboards.
It's the worst.
Put all fucking new pads.
We're gonna have to get that vinyl plank.
That was like, I've never paid attention to like a celebrity trial before, but that was a fun one.
That was a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
And pooped in a bed. What?
And she's like, it was the dog. Yeah. Everyone was like...
They have like a Pomeranian, and it's like a human-sized turd.
My favorite was the... she's just like, he was abusive to me, and it was terrible. And they're like, is this an audio of you? And she's like, I'm totally going to blame him for being abusive. Yeah. It was like the...
She's beating the shit out of him.
It was like that scene in Role Models where the person's like...
She told me was like, a this loser. Is a
Yeah. But do you remember Role Models when, like, the lawyer, like, the girlfriend who's the lawyer, and she's, like, talking to the guy, and, like, there's, like, a video of him, like, stealing stuff from a truck, and she's just like, I don't know what I'm gonna do, and he's just like, that's not me, and he's like, it's me, like, Jim Smith, stealing stuff. He's like, that could be anybody. That's, like, essentially what that audio was. It was like, oh, my God.
Didn't she call him a fat old loser?
Oh, she, like, called him all kinds of horrible stuff. Yeah. She's like, I hit him, and he's just not a man, because, like, he whines that I hit him. It's just like, oh.
You're lucky he doesn't hit back. I mean, that's...
Yeah, he wears lots of rings.
Yeah. I mean, he is pretty... He does look pretty weak.
He's a little gay,
He looks anemic.
He's like, flamboyant.
Like, he looks like if he hit you, it would maybe hurt a little.
And he's also got that ex-alcoholic, like, puffy face now.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a fun trial. I agree.
He was the best. He was a pirate.
He was a pirate.
He still is.
He thinks he is. He's a butt pirate.
He still dresses like one.
He sure does. Kind of talks like one.
Yeah, I don't understand the eye makeup, like, on dudes. What is that?
Well, they did it for the thing, and he was like, that's beautiful.
With the eyeliner.
Just kept doing it.
Right, why would you do that? Like, looks...
Rodney quickly wipes his eyes.
Why are you crying? I'm not.
Is that black streaming down your face? All right, anyway. So, cool. She goes, why are you guys just standing here?
I'm sorry. Thinking about stuff.
We did that a lot. We pondered.
All right, so you have next to Talus's room.
Oh, can we go back and kill that guy now?
No, we'll talk about when we find a good spot.
What guy?
Sleeping guy.
No. That would be the worst person to go.
Why?
Some rando.
Exactly.
To tell us that.
So you go. You decide to
go.
Just
want
to
murder someone.
We're getting there.
You haven't killed anybody today.
And murder boners getting real bad.
It's the same as my food boner.
So you go, there's a bathroom. I don't even know why they fucking put that there.
Oh god, Weevil takes a massive dump. It's been months.
It's the Middle Ages, there's no toilet in there.
He just he shits on the floor next to the hole.
Oh god, Weevil.
Go in the hole, it's gross.
What if it splashes back?
So, a gaping hole in the roof exposes.
Yeah.
That's the fucking worst. A gaping hole in the roof exposes this armory to the elements. Very few weapons are stored here at present. Shelves to the north.
Why is there a fucking hole in the roof?
I don't know. They don't take care of their shit, I guess.
Yeah, right.
It's a gaping
poor as fuck.
Yeah, you got a lodge. People are living in it.
You're carrying around bags of gold that you send people to retrieve.
Maybe
you
can't get a roofer up here. I don't know.
Yeah, the union's a real bitch around there.
Get a tarp, idiots.
There's probably roofers in Pussy Nasty Town.
It's Far Nast.
Well, it's Pussy Nasty.
Pussy Nasty does sound right.
Pussy Nasty. Also sounds like a Bond villain.
You know what? That's what was missing in the new Bond movies. They didn't have like funny names.
They didn't have like Pussy Galore. Yeah. And
they also respect women too much.
Octopussy.
Yeah, Octopussy.
It's usually like what, right? He like has sex with one girl
and
then she
throws her
dies.
To the side. Yeah, yeah for
then,
the
and
other
then
one.
Well, then the evil one.
The evil one he has sex with,
and then
she
dies,
her.
And then there's the. Third
and then usually
one
he has sex with Money Penny a bunch of times just because.
The old woman.
He never had sex with Money Penny.
He did in Goldeneye.
Really?
I thought she was an old bag.
Not in the Goldeneye. They made her a young piece of tail that he could bang.
Oh. Weird.
And, then she became what's
her
face?
And then
he
had sex with Judi Dench a bunch of times.
Judi Dench?
Yeah.
Weird.
That's how she died.
He fucked her to death.
too much
Bond sex, yeah.
Like, Judi Dench had like
he had a license to fill, if you know what I mean.
I'm going to send my submarine into your Judi Trench.
Oh, there you go.
Wait, I'm looking up the cast of GoldenEye. Which one was it? Judi Dench is in there.
Yeah, she's M.
He
oh,
bangs
is he young
her?
No,
Judy
I was
Dench.
Kidding about the Judi Dench thing. He does bang Money Penny, though, say.
He bangs M, Q,
she's
A, B.
Hey, he banged her.
Wait, let me see.
Well, that's probably a recent picture of her. That came out in like 97.
I don't know about all that.
96 or something.
Damn, she's old.
Yeah, she's...
One
oh,
on
yeah,
the
he
end.
Was, he, Goldeneye, that was 96.
It was like, yeah, it was like the mid-90s.
Google her
like,
name and Goldeneye.
She's old
over here,
now.
Over here.
Yeah, no.
I did! I said the Goldeneye
cast. That's why I'm always like my grandparents. I'm just like, you had sex with her? She's old. Why did you have sex with her so many times? I have kids. Because she was young then.
Why would you talk to your grandparents?
I just can't. All
like,
my grandparents are dead.
Yeah, mine too.
I prayed to them. Why'd you have sex with her? She's old.
God, please tell me why they had sex with each other.
Is this better?
Helm?
Well, no, there's still old pictures of the people.
Oh, my God.
Gotta look for, like, pictures from...
Yeah, Google
from
their
the moon.
Name and GoldenEye.
Say...
Is she the redhead?
Google
hen?
Her name with tits.
Probably.
That's how you find all young pictures. What?
Google their
yeah,
name
yeah.
with the word nude
there you
after
go.
It.
There you go. That's her in the movie.
Samantha Bond with tits. She's still... Okay.
She's not old, though. All right. I'm not saying she's attractive.
That's fine.
Just anytime you want to see a young picture, just tits
wait,
next
okay.
to it.
Okay, so...
I had no idea that was...
Well, now with AI...
Okay.
Be careful.
I mean, that's relatively attractive.
Yeah, she's not bad. No, that's Money Penny.
Oh, Money Penny.
In the movie, that's a relatively...
Yeah, she was okay.
You have high standards.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, when...
This is why no one's scissoring with you.
Exactly. That's right. All those bitches.
It's like, scissoring can't possibly get you off, I don't think.
I guess you'll never know.
I stand by that.
Those bitches. They don't know.
I think it's ridiculous.
They had that old Family Guy, you know, like the train going in a tunnel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They had two scissors.
I was like, I remember the one time I was watching South Park, and like when the teacher turns into a transgender and becomes a lesbian, and like he learns about scissoring and everything. And I remember like I'm watching it, and like my brother comes in the room, and he's like, oh my god, we're scissoring. It's so hard. It's like super graphic. And he's like, what the fuck? Because he never like watched South Park. He's like, I had no idea that it was like that. Jesus Christ.
South Park got real. Yeah.
They didn't even, like, try anymore. They were just like, yeah, fuck it.
They don't give a fuck anymore.
Like, I mean, there was one point where they were trying to get out of the deal and get taken off air.
Yep.
If you watch any of their episodes, it still looks like they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because nobody called their bluff. So they're like, oh, so we can do whatever we want.
Which is what they do now. Which is great. Like, with the have you seen the South Park... I'm sorry, you want to play?
No, I still have that headache.
Cartman becomes the black guy.
Pretty much.
They all become, like, different racial...
No.
Yes,
racial females.
That's hilarious. So good. It was really funny.
I like the one, too, where Cartman gets AIDS. That's a good one.
Cartman does... what's that girl's name from Marvel? God damn it.
Brie Larson?
But not Brie Larson. The she's the director.
Kennedy.
Yeah, Kathleen Kennedy. He's like, he orders make food. And he's like, put a lesbian in it.
Make it gay and put a lesbian in it. Put a chicken. Make it gay and put a chicken in it. Right?
Make it gay and put a chicken in it. Yeah, that was everything. Please, Kathleen Kennedy.
That's good.
He said, make it gay, put a chicken in it. Sally Kennedy didn't like that episode.
What?
Yeah, I'm surprised. So you got your 1,000 gold. You're at the armory now.
Anything good in here?
You see, there's a weapon rack. You see, there's a long sword. Box of 20 crossbow bolts.
Mm, got all those.
Box of 10 arrows. 3 spears and a net.
Hi, Annette.
I was just about to say, who's Annette?
Is this room empty of people?
Some of you been in here.
Roll a perception check, someone. I don't care who. Just pull one person.
I have a plus 2.
No assistance.
That's going to be you.
Maybe I know things. Maybe I don't. It's the Automon way. 14.
Okay. Yeah, you don't see anything else.
But then I look super hard.
Nope.
Now my super perception check.
But we don't see anyone in here, right?
No, just some rusty spears.
Okay.
In addition to the other spears you see.
Why wouldn't they clean these?
What?
They left a gap in the roof.
Yeah.
This place is
the weather's just ruining these weapons.
I can't leave them in the ring.
So you're done in here?
Yeah.
All right, so you go to... So right next to that is a large door that leads into the Queen of Dragons chamber.
Uh-oh.
Big sign over it. Queen of Dragons chamber. A roaring fireplace churns out heat and light at one end of this spacious 30-foot high chamber, the ceiling of which is buttressed by 10 wooden pillars carved as dragons. 5 large tapestries hang along the walls. 2 on the west wall flanking a door to the... What? Well, sorry, I got to start that over. 5 large tapestries hang along the walls. 2 on the west wall, flanking a door. 2 on the east wall, hanging side by side. And a particularly grand one dominating the south wall next to the fireplace.
Anyone in this room?
No.
Okay.
Are we on the second floor?
Yeah.
You can roll a perception check, though.
They have a 30-foot high chamber on the second floor?
Yes. It's the Dragon Queen bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make it as tall as she wants.
Very impressive.
All right.
So, the...
Weeblo got a...
So, basically, this lodge is
23.
Like...
For perception?
Yeah.
You know that there is a secret door to the... on the other side of the room.
Oh, I see something.
It's outlined.
Do you see a secret door on the other side of the room?
I do. Did you see it?
No.
But okay. Now that I notice it, it's glowing around the edges.
Someone doing a history check.
I think that's me. Plus 8.
Yeah, that's
you. Well, actually, Glenn has a plus 6.
Hey, well, he has a plus 8.
Plus 8.
I guess that's more.
21.
Nice. So you realize that the one tapestry, it is shimmering and looks very much like the region that you're in. Very wooded, and you can actually see the hunting lodge in the distance.
Ooh.
Oh, so it's like that a view into where we are. Mm-hmm. Is it a portal?
Maybe. Give that man an inspiration token.
Hey.
Yes.
Cool. Do we know how to interact with it, or?
I mean, it's a portal, you assume, walking through it.
Throw a rock at it.
It's like a landscape, right?
Yeah.
So we can't just, like, fucking...
It's not like it's obviously, like, if you walk through it, there's ground. It's not like you're dropping in the sky.
It's an aerial view. I don't know how to get in there.
Why would they set a portal up like this? It's the fucking worst.
It is a dragon, though. How about we tie a rope around Cliff and we just like, let him go?
No, let's tie a rope around Zod.
Nah.
Does it look like we could go back and forth?
It looks like you can go forth.
Okay.
You don't know about
that. But we don't know where what is it looking out into? Just like we could
the
see it.
Just like just the like wooded area.
So like a mile away or two?
It looks like it's more like 5.
Oh. So
it
might be
can we
town.
Tell like what
hopefully
direction?
It's hopefully it's conveniently 5 miles as the crow flies towards the town.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, can we tell by looking at it? Like, you said we could see where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know, like, what direction
saying, like,
it's
if we
in?
Look out the window, could we tell basically the same landscape?
Yeah, like, where, like...
Like, oh, it's
see that
this.
Direction. That's
well,
where
yeah, so you're seeing... So, I get what you're saying. No, you see the front of the...
Hunting lodge.
The hunting lodge. So you know that it's... In the opposite, it's in the direction from where you came.
That's not helpful.
But we know the town's in that direction.
No, the town's not in that.
Town's the other way.
No, then we don't know where the
that
portal is.
Yeah, then that's kind of useless.
Well, there might be something there if they have a portal there.
Oh, that's true.
Well, let's check out the secret room first, and then we'll walk around this thing. Maybe we'll kill the troll and then go in the portal.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a...
Okay. So you go through the secret door?
Yeah.
Trapped! No, I'm just kidding.
yeah. Boom!
Well, there it is.
Kinda happened.